Welcome to the Wobbly Arrow Podcast, featuring your favorite host.
Beautiful and lovely, talented.
Justin Horn.
World famous.
World famous?
And Jimmy Reese.
I said, honey, I think I got a tick in my butt crack.
I'm like a 16-year-old girl who just turned 16. Looking at me like I'm some crackhead.
Oh, I looked at him like he was a 16-year-old girl that just turned 16.
Spread his butt cheeks or something.
Yeah, I like to do that when I'm nervous.
Welcome to the Wobbly Arrow Podcast with an agitated co-host, Justin Horn.
What do you mean, Jimmy? I'm not agitated.
Hi, J-Ho. How are you, buddy?
How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm good. I think you might be slightly agitated, and I like the dynamic.
It's not Wobbly Arrow related.
Well, it's relation of the Wobbly Arrow.
No shit.
If you can, I don't know if you guys will be able to pick up on the audio or not. We're outside. We got some beautiful summer nighttime sounds going on. The bugs.
Yeah. It's amazing. You can hear it. I love it.
I love it, too.
The cool thing is Jimmy is officially a Hoosier.
Official?
Mm-hmm.
I've got the driver's license to prove it.
Sure does. That shitty-ass picture.
Oh, my God. There's something about Indiana's. The lady told me that it's because they use facial recognition technology. And that's why it is like, have you ever had a picture taken of you? It's almost like you took a selfie at a terrible low angle. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where and you look bloated,
and you weren't even
fat.
Paying attention. Like they weren't like, 1, 2, 3, here we go. They say, sit down, look at the camera. And
they
like,
say, here, look right here. They pointed to it with a pen, and I'm like, okay. And I'm looking, and all of a sudden, that flash hits you.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's oh, it. Okay.
That's done.
Yeah, and then
you're stuck with whatever.
And what's bad is I was making fun of Lori for hers. I'm like, Judas Priest, that's terrible.
Yeah, I'd see mine. Mine looks like I'm stoned out of my mind. Got that big old beard. It's ridiculous. They won't let you change it either.
Nope. I didn't even ask. I'm like, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, you can barely tell. You can't even tell it's me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you can't hardly tell it's Lori or me either. I mean, it doesn't look like us.
That's true. I'm used to you having a hat on, though.
Yeah, I didn't wear a hat in that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No glasses, no hat. Can't show your teeth either.
Really?
She said, "Don't. You can smile, but you can't show your teeth." Yeah. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, you can't show your teeth. But how odd is that?
That's pretty odd.
Must have something to do with facial recognition, the technology they're using.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, we're outside in Indiana now. Beautiful. Beautiful outside, beautiful place.
Ponds, you can faintly hear frogs in the background. You got the cicadas going.
Yep.
It is amazing.
Yes, it is. I'm glad to be here. I'm tired. I apologize that we haven't had a podcast out in a month, but it's my fault.
Hey, everything's about ready to get better. We're going to start posting pictures.
Nudes?
Nude pictures of me. With my wiener tucked. I'm going to tuck it. I'm going to leave my ball sack out, but I'm going to tuck my wiener.
It'd be like the gum you sat
yeah,
in the other
like
day.
The gum
Can I tell that
in.
Story real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
So we're making one of our mini trips from the old place to my new place. And Justin, I'm on the phone with somebody. I'm talking to somebody on the phone. And I get off the phone. He goes, man, I think I sat in bubble gum or something. I look over and he has his bag pulled out of his shorts stuck to his leg. So I start dying laughing. He's laughing. He puts it away. I'm like, whoa.
In my defense, I can't handle serious situations. And Jimmy just so happened to be on a phone in a serious conversation. And I'm like, the whole time. The funny part was he didn't know I had my bag out for about 5 minutes. We're passing semis. I know they saw it. I wouldn't know why they didn't see it. And so he's having this whole conversation. I just keep sitting there. I keep pulling my shorts up a little higher. I keep adjusting my bag where he can see it. You know, I pull it out, stretch it a little bit.
Yeah.
And
what's funny is he puts it away. I'm like, oh, hell no. Get that thing back out. We got a Marco Polo this stuff.
And we did.
Yeah, we did. So Justin's nut sack went out on Marco Polo.
Sure did. It's out in the ether now.
Yeah. Probably is.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really wants to. See that?
Probably not. I didn't want to see it. Right. It's burned into my memory, and I just saw it for a split second.
Jimmy's like, Yeah, you saw for a split second for 10 minutes when we were kept going back and forth with Marco Polo.
I never did see it.
You never did look at it?
No.
Well, you had to look into the phone.
No, I would look at the phone. I was pointing the phone at you, and I'm pointing down towards your crotch. I'm like, good? And you're like, yeah that's good. There it is.
There's my ball sack.
Yeah, so that was fun. That lightened the moment.
Yeah, it did. And it was a pretty serious moment. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it went all right.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, looking so, at those masks.
Let's talk about some sponsors.
The Sword motherfucking Sights.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Sword Sights, made in the USA.
Sure is. About as US made as you can get.
That's right.
About like building them in this garage right here, probably. I don't know. We need to go visit Rod. Go look at his operation.
We should take a road trip. You know what? We need to find out when we go on the Ohio hunt in October how far it is from where Rod's at.
He's in Michigan, ain't he?
No, he's Ohio.
Is he Ohio? Where at in Ohio?
Nay, maybe.
I could have
somewhere
already
been right by it and not known it.
I could have drove right by it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Several times.
You could have hooked up with Rod in the evening. You guys could have went out and had drinks and dinner or something.
That's right.
Yeah, so Sword Sights. Top quality. I was shooting mine tonight, as a matter of fact.
I got to get mine. It's sighted in. I just got to get a tape on it now.
Yep. Good stuff.
It is going to be a beast.
High quality. All aluminum. CNC machined. Built right here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Packaged in the U.S. Assembled in the U.S. Shipped in the U.S. Built in the U.S.
Yep.
Built and build. Everything. USA.
Or where he gets his metal from. I guarantee he gets it from the United States.
Guarantee it.
I have to ask him that.
Yeah, can we give the Wobbly Arrow guarantee on that?
Yes, we can give the Wobbly Arrow guarantee. Listen, guys, if you call Rod right now as we're speaking.
Let's give you his home phone number. Yeah, wake him up.
Yeah.
3 in the morning,
where you're
at.
Hit him up on Facebook, personal message. All right, you tell him that we sent you. Guaranteed, no questions asked. 0%. 10% off of nothing. I fucked it up. Damn it.
That was great.
Cut that out.
I thought you were going to say 0% financing for 0 days.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep. 10% off of nothing.
No, Rod's also got another company.
Yeah, you know what? I'll bump it up to 50% off of nothing.
That's right.
Fuck yeah.
This is a special edition of the Wobbly Arrow.
But you have to call right now.
We're doubling the discounts.
That's right. Live.
Live. And if you don't do it right now in the next 10 minutes, he will not send you a second one for free.
Well, bad part is we still got like a whole episode to do. So by the time we even get started, done with our sponsors, the deal's already over. You're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well forget about it.
Might as well forget about it.
Rod's got us. Jeez whiz. Rod has another company, Tree Limb Quivers.
Sure does.
Great quivers.
Yeah.
Fantastic. They've got all kinds of different models. He's got the aluminum. He's got the plastic. He's got a model for every budget, just like
lightweight. It's not necessarily all in what you want. I mean, it's kind of hard to have the best of both worlds when it comes to a quiver. Now, if you want something that's real tight, not going to make any noise, that's you know, going to hold like a brick shit house, so to speak.
How does a brick shit house hold?
I'm from what I've been told, there was 26 tornadoes in Iowa yesterday.
That's what I hear.
And the only thing left is a brick shit house. So I got a feeling that it holds pretty good.
Man, you are off the cuff, just laying it down. This boy's got game.
We got it.
Yep, that's good.
Also, with Sword Sights coming soon. It was supposed to be in the night, but we got a little busy. We were leveling out the pool table. More important shit to do.
Feeding our fat asses.
Yeah, right. Yeah, eating pizza and cheese. We are going to have a Sword Tree Limb giveaway.
Yes.
It's going to be probably a little bit farther down the road. We're probably going to do a random, nice little random giveaway.
A rando?
Rando.
Is that like strange?
Yeah, it's like strange. So we'll pick the amount of likes that we think is...
Appropriate,
yeah, considering how many followers we got and whatnot. And then we'll post on Instagram, Facebook, and we will go from there, pretty much. I mean, it's going to be pretty cut and dry. We're gonna
give away a sword sight.
Yeah, it's going to be a sword sight. Twilight Hunter, and then we're going to give away a tree limb quiver. Are they matching?
No, I don't believe so. Maybe. No.
I think they are.
I don't know.
Matching enough, ain't
maybe
they?
Maybe a black quiver and a real tree sight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's a damn good giveaway. Rod's been helping us out, and he's really supporting us with everything we want to do. And you know, he's not holding us down like normal, like the man. You know, he ain't holding us down. So we're going to do this giveaway, and still got to take some pictures, make them look pretty, and post them up.
Yep.
And so start looking for that on Facebook and Instagram here in the next week or two.
Keep an eye out for that, because that's going to be a good deal. You're going to want to share it with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Free sight, free quiver.
Yep. All you got to do is put your name in, and then we're going to do a random draw on we're going to probably get an app on our phone that just picks a random number.
Is that how they do that?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sure is. And we'll do it live. We'll do it live on Facebook.
There you go.
You hold the phone up, hit the button, and show everybody that you're actually doing it random. You ain't picking one of your buddies out. We don't have too many of those anyway. We run most of them off.
All we can. Especially Bo.
Yeah.
Dick.
Wow, man. Every time he keeps saying he wants to come up here.
But yeah. He's giving us lip service, dude.
Every fucking time.
That is lip service.
Yes. And it's not the good lip service.
No.
There ain't no BJs being passed around.
No. I wouldn't want one from Bo anyway.
Me neither. It seems too burly.
Yeah. You know what I mean? A little bit.
You know, it's not like that. It's not like a nice, silky. It's like Mexican mustache. You know what I mean? Real coarse.
A Pancho Villa?
Yeah, there you go. Real coarse, sticks straight out. You know, you'd only be able to go like halfway down the shaft.
Oh, geez.
And then start poking you in.
Oh, geez.
You know, start tangling up in your pubes.
So if you guys saw me today in all my glory on Facebook Live at the golf course, I was wearing a Sword Sight shirt.
Yes, he was.
Representing. Actually, I'm wearing Justin's shirt.
Yeah.
My Sword Sight shirt. But anyway.
That's all right. It don't matter.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing, the level of suck that I can bring to a golf game.
Ah, it's your first time.
Ugh.
I got the golden horseshoe, apparently. I'm just a little jack of all trades, master of none.
I got the rusty fish hook or something. That was terrible today.
Well, actually, your first three holes were pretty awesome.
Yeah, but then the wheels fell off.
You almost got a par on your first three holes.
Yeah, but the wheels fell off, man.
Well, that's just because you started thinking about it too much.
Probably did. Instead of just getting
you
up
there. You started swinging harder. You know, you started pulling your head, going, I'm getting good. And then you got really bad.
Yeah, I got real bad.
We have a rule when we play, and it's you can't have more strokes than double the amount of strokes on the hole. So if it's par three, most you can get is six.
But regardless, if it takes you 53, you're still right down to six.
Yeah, you're going right down to six. But I guarantee there's at least seven or eight 15s in there. Yeah. There's about 9,000 mulligans, apparently.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, we were trying to.
I was trying to learn.
Help him out. Learn.
Yeah. And I suck.
He probably had the shittiest golf clubs I've ever seen. Imagine somebody had like six golf clubs, a driver, a three wood, five iron, seven iron.
Nine iron.
Those are nine?
Yeah.
A nine iron.
Sand wedge and a putter.
Yeah. And they left it out in the rain in the woods for about 20 years. And then somebody went, picked them up, and didn't even really get the rust off of them. Just kind of just made it good enough so you could put it in the back of the truck and it wouldn't mess up the bed. And then you took it out on the golf course, started hitting them. That's pretty much what Jimmy was he was going with.
Here's how I feel about this.
That was a fucking blowgun in your golf bag. I mean, I don't even know where that came from. And the bad part about the blowgun is you couldn't even use it. It's been sitting there so long, it got bugs in it. Dirt stuff from one end to the other. I was ready to shoot Tyler with that damn blowgun.
Oh my god, it was so rusty. We would have had to take him to the hospital to get a tetanus shot.
My luck, I'd have hit a tire on his fucking golf cart or something. Have to buy it.
Tire would be cheaper in the ER.
It would. Yeah, I don't know. I got good insurance.
Here's the thing about the golf clubs, though. I feel like it's the golfer, not the clubs. That's 90%
okay,
of it.
Okay, there's a difference. All right, you can have an old set of clubs that are still nice. But when they're rusty and, you know, you're risking breaking one just by hitting the fucking ball.
There ain't no shame in my game, man. I'll rock the rustiest, shittiest looking stuff out there.
Well, it's not the look. It's not like, it's not cosmetic is what I'm worried about. It's just the internal, the way they actually perform.
But what I would love to be like, have golf clubs like the grocery getter sleeper car.
Yeah.
Where they see your clubs and they're like, that dude ain't playing shit. Yeah. And you go out there and just knock just the hell out of them.
You at least need a full set of clubs.
Be like, you know, 17 under.
You can get on eBay and buy some old clubs.
That's what I should do.
Yeah.
I should rock the old school.
There you go. Wooden shafts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Now you're talking. Then I could blame it on my clubs.
Then I won't stand behind you because I guarantee the head of that thing's coming off.
Hit you right in the dick.
Right in the dick.
God, that would make a great live video.
Yes, it would. Sure would.
That would go viral, probably.
It'd hurt my nutsack, but... man, there's too much stuff that's happened with golf. You ever seen the one where the guy hits a drive and it goes probably, I don't know, 40 yards up? And, like, you watch this duck.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I mean, pat, just feathers. Everywhere. It was awesome. Yeah,
I've seen that.
How do you do that?
That's blind. What do they call that? Shithouse luck?
Yeah, shithouse luck.
Yeah.
Like the dove on the pitcher's mound?
Yeah, Randy Johnson.
Just destroys that damn thing.
Went to smithereens.
Yes, it did.
Wonder where that saying came from. Bullet to smithereens.
Bullet to smithereens. I don't even know what smithereens really are.
I don't either.
I just know it's a bunch of little pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So we got another sponsor.
We sure do. Illinois ASA
Federation.
It's coming.
State Archery Shooters Association of Illinois State Championship next weekend, Joliet. Of course, I don't want to give dates because then
it's in Joliet. I thought it was in Danville.
No, Indiana State is tomorrow and Sunday in Indiana, in Danville, Indiana.
Oh, Danville, Indiana. Yeah. I thought it was Danville, Illinois.
Nope. Danville, Indiana, Pine Ridge.
Gotcha.
And then next weekend is Illinois.
Go shoot both of them. I know we're sponsored by Illinois. Once you go to Illinois, you know, we love Dale and Kara, you know, but I guarantee they wouldn't be mad if we.
Most of the Illinois shooters go to Indiana.
Yeah. I mean, shoot where you can.
A lot of the Illinois shooters get buckles from other states because Illinois is pretty active and pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
So, yeah, go over there and look it up online. It's online just in case you really. You know, you need to have something on paper rather than just trying to remember it. Look them up online and you can get the dates and all that good stuff.
If you shot a qualifier this year for Indiana, you can shoot that. If you shot a qualifier for Illinois, you can go shoot that. Lots of fun. It's a good time.
Yes, it is.
I love archery.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I didn't even have my bow today. You guys were sitting out there shooting. It was just awesome just watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just relaxing.
Yes, it was.
Something about it just... I don't know. It's peaceful. It's like therapy.
It is therapy.
Except when stuff isn't working right.
I think golf's like therapy, too.
Jesus Christ. I felt like golf to me right now isn't like therapy. It'd be like going to one of those women that beat the piss out of you. You know what I mean? What do they call that?
Dominatrix?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what it's like for me, going to see a dominatrix. Here, slam in the nuts again.
Yeah. Here's some anal beads. Put them over here. Pull them out real fast.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was terrible. So, I've talked about this company before. I ordered some products today, Rackology. They make supplements for deer. They are the... What did you call them, Justin, that was a good fit for them? They're basically the steroid.
GNC.
The GNC for deer.
Yeah.
The Balco.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered some fertilizer today, some seed, some vitamins and minerals. It's got some special stuff in it that helps improve the gut health of the deer, actually. As soon as it comes in, I'm going to be putting it to the test here on the new property. I'm going to be planting some of their plot 365, I think is what it's called. It looks like it's got a couple different clovers in it and some alfalfa and maybe some chicory. And
365, that's all your...
That's the name of it, yeah. Yeah, 365, and I ordered the fertilizer.
I'd like to see how long it stays green once it gets cold out. I want to see that.
Yeah, yeah, and they say one seeding's good for 4 to 5 years, 4 to 5 seasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So... I ordered their fertilizer. Their fertilizer is more than just the NPK normal ag type fertilizer. They've got some extra micronutrients in there that they claim that the plant will take up into it and provide those extra nutrients to the deer.
To the deer, yeah.
Yeah, to give them even more. When we talked to Jason at ATA show, I mean, this guy really knows his stuff. Yeah. Very.
And we're not growing deer. That's not the whole point of this. A lot of companies claim, you know, and it might not be a claim, but I'm sure it works in, you could probably work more in a pen, you know, or something like that, as far as putting nutrients into the rack and doing it real early in the season and whatnot. But he's after all overall health.
Overall herd health.
Of your whole herd, yeah. Yep. So
I ordered some today. I'm paying for it. He's not giving it to me. No. I'm going to do an honest review.
Yeah.
So far, talking to him, reading the material, thinking about the stuff that he said, right now I'm a believer. So yeah. I placed the order today. I'm going to get it in. We're going to put it to the test here on the property here in Indiana. We're going to plant the stuff, fertilize with his fertilizer. We're going to put out his vitamin mineral stuff.
Are you doing both plots in it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I am. And I've got, so full disclosure, I also have from the ATA show, I got a whole bag of different seeds from this.
Yeah, and that's going to be from your other companies. Logging roads and stuff like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be my, you know, there may be a 30-foot stretch over here.
And, you know, that's going to help, too, because you'll be able to actually figure out, you know, what they're going to hit more. And you can do, like, Grant Neal. Is that his name?
Grant Woods?
Grant Woods. Yeah, it's not Grant Neal. I don't know what the hell I'm thinking. Take a little fencing about that big around. Just put it down the center of the plot.
Yep.
And all three, you know, and see
how big it gets.
Which one they're hitting the most.
Yeah. Browsed,
so if it's all growing the same inside and outside,
yep,
then they're not hitting it at all. And then, you know, if you go to another one and it's all shorter around it, then, you know, they're hitting that.
What I'm going to try and do on the property is there's some logging roads here and some areas that I'm going to try and turn into a transition type place and basically give the deer some options as they're coming through the property to stop and browse on their way through.
Yeah.
You know, it's one step of trying to improve the property to keep the deer here, to hold the deer. But it's a two-pronged approach. So one, I want to keep the deer, if I can, on the property longer.
I don't think you're going to have a problem with that.
Two, I want to feed them the best I can get them.
Right.
So they're as healthy as they can be. Because for me, it's not just about killing deer. I love watching wildlife. And if I can even play a small part in helping the health.
You already had a turkey in your yard.
Yeah, I had a turkey cut through the front yard.
It's a 2-year-old bird.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, so we're going to reap him from the front door next year.
Yes, we are. Yeah, just not even going to leave the porch.
No.
No, just going to.
We're going to kick the door open, shake that turkey. I'm going to shoot him through the door.
That's right.
With a bow.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's a heck of a blind we'll be using.
But, yeah, if you really think about it, Jim, you got, like, one of the ultimate properties. You're surrounded by ag on two sides.
Yep.
And that's, you know, kind of landlocked. I mean, they don't really have anywhere to go except for right back in here if they go out and hit the corn or beans.
Yep.
And then enough water to feed every deer in Indiana, and which also creates some funnels. And you got plenty of persimmons, nut trees. You already have clover and stuff. You got enough food to keep a deer around.
I hope so.
So you start adding all that stuff in, it's going to
well, be. And once I learn and walk the entire property, I'm going to build a sanctuary area that no one goes into.
Yeah.
That way when they feel gun pressure,
are you going to plant it?
Plan it?
Plant.
Plant it.
Yeah, plant some CRP and tall grass.
I don't know how it's going to work out yet. I'll probably go in and do a bunch of hinge cutting and make it thick and woolly and stuff like that. We'll see. I'm gonna create an area where they're safe.
Yeah,
when they feel gun pressure, they can come here, and there won't be gun pressure on this property.
The only thing you got to worry about is there's this weird little bush that grows out, and it's really thick, and the deer don't necessarily like it. It's because it grows like a canopy, but the canopy is only about 16 inches off the ground. And when you cut I got somewhere we cleared out for my house over at Buster's. We have to keep cutting it down, but it'll actually grow. It's a thick bush. Like it's got
like thick honeysuckle almost.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like that. They just get real big. I mean, they'll get as wide as this table. That's when they spread out, and it creates like a 16-inch overhang. They can't really get through it, and they walk around it.
Okay.
So you got to be careful.
Can you kill that stuff?
I'm sure you could, but I don't think you'd want to spray anything on it. I mean, but if you planted, that's why I was talking about planting.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's, you know, planting something to where that's not going to get a whole lot of sunlight down
yeah.
to the ground and yep. then letting it grow by itself.
Yep. Like not, native grasses or something?
That. Yeah.
Yeah. That might work.
Make
might
a little spot on top of a dumper or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I just, I want a place for them where they can go in and we stay out of year round. Only time we go in is to get a deer out.
We got bull rush and you just can't get in there.
Yeah.
We got that, it's from a pond. We got an old pond there and it's still kind of wet.
Mm-hmm.
But in the dry spots, it's like a, I don't know, 8 or 10 foot tall, just a bunch of bull rush. It's just that big, tall, brushy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's real soft. They like to get in there.
Do they?
You can't hunt it or anything like that. You know, once yeah. they go in, the deer are gone. You don't yeah. know which way they're going to go or anything. But it's pretty nice. I need to figure out what that is. Maybe you can get some over here.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Yeah, I'm excited to set this property up. The first year is going to be a learning year this year. This hunting season coming up. But I'm ready.
He's going to be spoiled is what he's going to be. It gets too cold outside. He's got two places he can go sit. He's got a buddy here and...
Yeah, but you know what though? Honestly, since I got that Ravenwear clothing,
yeah,
cold isn't an issue anymore.
Not an issue.
This stuff's amazing.
Yeah. The
company went out of business. It was a man and a woman from Canada.
Yeah,
they handmade the stuff.
That wool stuff. It's
the micro wool.
It's just yeah.
It's not like regular wool.
It's like those sheep that kind of live up in the Alps and shit, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's really good stuff. Keep you warm.
Hell yeah.
That's for dang. It wasn't cheap though. This stuff was like, for a pair of coveralls, it was like $600 or $800.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was. I bought it used and got right. a good deal, or else I wouldn't own it.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy warm though. Works fantastic. So, yeah. So, anyway, long story short, back around the Rackology, it's ordered. I'm sure Jason will get it sent out quick and. We'll put her to the test and keep you guys updated.
Yep.
On what we think. We'll give it a shot and see.
We gotta start working on your ponds too.
Yeah. Lots of work to do.
Yeah. So much work. It's so hard. Oh man, I have to make sure these deer are good. Oh, I gotta catch all these fish out of this pond so I can let them grow bigger.
Hey, it's
what a problem to fucking have.
It's a dirty horse, but somebody's gotta ride it. Yep.
So, anyway, we've been gone a little while, and there's a bunch of stuff we've talked about that we need to talk about on the podcast that we forgot already. So we're probably not going to talk about that stuff. But I will say that me and Jimmy just recently watched a movie.
On Netflix. I'll bet you a lot of our listeners have
all
seen it.
Places, huh? I guarantee they have. Now,
it sucked you, me, and Tyler in like a moth to a flame.
Yes, it did. It's called...
All three of us watched it.
The Legacy of a Whitetail Hunter. And I understand that this movie was supposed to be ironically funny and stupid. I get that. And I am all for those kind of movies. And I did laugh through the movie several times. But... The way they portray a hunter as a drunken, deadbeat dad that just rolls up on a four-wheeler and shoots a 200-inch deer made me a little aggravated. Just a tad bit aggravated.
Except when he shot the turkey.
Yeah, when he shot the turkey, that was fucking hilarious. Bow, head just blows off the damn thing.
Shoots it with a high-powered rifle.
Which in itself is probably impossible.
Yeah.
And for one, it was strutting in the fall.
Yeah. So. There were so many things in the first 10 minutes that I'm like, what? What?
Right. Well, here.
Who the hell wrote this movie?
The only thing that aggravates me a little bit is because I know the majority of the people that are going to watch this movie are... either anti-hunting or maybe they were thinking about hunting or something like that. They just don't know anything about it or something. And it shines such a bad light on hunters in general. It was bad. It was so bad.
And I was disappointed when I first saw it. I'm like, oh, what's this? And I saw who was in it. And Josh Brolin.
Yeah, good actor. Yeah.
Good actor. I thought, oh, man, this is going to be good. And within the first 5 minutes, I'm like, what the hell is this shit?
I've been hunting whitetails all over the world. You mother, there's not fucking whitetails all over the world. You piece of shit. Primarily in the United States. I'm sure they got them in a few other places, but... Jesus.
Mr. Technical's in the house. Yeah, it's a pretty bad movie, but it sucked me in. It got me. I watched the whole freaking thing.
I did too. Yeah, I thought some of them was really funny. I mean, I thought some parts in it was really funny.
Yeah.
One part I didn't like was when the kid lined up to shoot a deer. That big non-typical drop time.
Spoiler alert. Should we tell people spoiler
alert? Yeah, spoiler alert. Go watch the fucking movie. I don't care. Well, he lines up to shoot it, and he can't. And the dad's like, shoot it, shoot it. Shit, like, yeah, yelling at him to shoot it. And he doesn't want to, and looks at him and looks all cute and all that stuff. And I was like, that's not how this shit works. It's like, it just doesn't work like that. So,
well, to see it, to be on a four-wheeler and see a 200-inch deer.
Yeah, standing up on top of a hill.
Just standing there.
Just staring, looking at him. Staring at you.
And they have time to get off and get a gun.
Yeah, get off and get a gun. And he's like, I'm going to track it until we find it. That shit don't work either.
And they hadn't shot it. He was just going to track the deer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he tracks it and he finds it, which doesn't fucking work that way.
And then they roll up on what would you say, be like a...
waterfall sanctuary for whitetails?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 It was kind of unbelievable.
It was very unbelievable.
Yeah. Have you ever seen...
middle of the day.
Have you ever seen the movie Escanaba in... what is that? Jeff Daniels is in it. It's where they hunt in Michigan. Escanaba into Moonlight or something?
Uh-oh.
It's a slapstick, stupid hunting camp comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
But it's a little bit more accurate than this one. This one was... I was really disappointed.
There wasn't anything whatsoever accurate about the entire movie. Like, they didn't get anything right. At all.
No.
No.
He wore camo.
He did wear camo. Yeah. Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
I'm trying to think of something that I got right.
Not much. Tell you a good Netflix movie you need to watch. Everybody. The Staircase. Unbelievable documentary. You have to watch it. It's so good. It's a true story. They did this film crew followed this guy while he was going to court for the prosecution was saying for killing his wife.
Yeah.
Found her at the bottom of the stairs. And it's just unbelievable.
They got a lot of really good documentaries.
It sucked me in.
What was the one with the crazy woman in it?
Oh, yeah.
The crazy smart woman.
Evil Genius.
Yeah, Evil Genius. Oh, man, that sucked me right in.
Yeah, she was sure crazy. Did.
She was. She was a master manipulator.
Yeah, she was. Well, the guy that she was manipulating was a doofus.
Yeah, well, no, they were both smart. IQ smart.
Okay.
Yeah, they were both IQ. They were both really smart as far as their IQ went.
But wouldn't you say doofuses?
Yeah.
Like educated idiots? Or?
Yeah, pretty much.
How would you say that?
I don't know. She got away with a lot of shit. A lot of people died in her wake.
That's true.
Yeah. That they couldn't prove at all.
Right.
And then just so happened this one thing kind of happened.
The pizza bombing?
Yeah.
Pizza delivery guy bombing. Yeah. That was weird.
That was so weird.
I remember when I was watching it, I'm like, was the bomb going to go off? What's going on?
And bam, just went off. I didn't even know that happened.
I didn't either.
No. Just got his head blown off right there on the street.
Well, it's like the Staircase murders. I don't ever remember hearing about this in the media at all.
That's why they do them, I think. I think that's why the one they're trying to bring it to the spotlight, because nobody heard about it except for probably local news.
Yeah, local people.
I mean, it might have went on like NBC for a day or something, you know.
So you'll get a big kick out of this. My dad is anti-Netflix now. He canceled his Netflix account.
Oh, God. What happened?
They're no good sons of bitches because they gave the Obamas millions of dollars to have a special on Netflix.
Well, you know what? I will say this. Netflix, they did do the hunting movie, but they also had another, didn't they have another hunting show that portrayed a really good side of hunting?
I don't know.
They put on Steve Rinella's show. That's
Meat Eater.
Meat Eater. Yeah. And which huge fan of, you know. And then they did this one, something about, it's a lion hunt or something like that.
Really?
Was that on Netflix or was that somewhere else?
I don't know.
That might have been somewhere else.
You talking about The Lion King?
No. Close enough. That Scar is a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
He killed Mufasa.
He did?
Yeah, he sure did. I mean, he kind of corn swindled him into it, but...
He got him.
He sure did. He got him.
That was sad.
Yeah. You ever seen Honest Movie Trailers?
No.
Holy shit.
What is it?
You Honest Movie Trailers?
No.
When we get off here, I'll let you watch the one from Lion King. It is the funniest thing.
So is this something on YouTube?
Yeah.
That our listeners need to go check out?
Yes. Go check
out. How do they find it?
On YouTube Honest Movie Trailers, and it'll show The Lion King.
Yeah.
And just hit the play button. It's like 4 minutes long, and it does a complete honest telling of The Lion King. And it's dressed up like a movie trailer.
And it's funny?
It's fucking hilarious.
Really?
Yes.
Is there more than just The Lion King?
Oh, yeah. They do like Forrest Gump. They've done a couple hundred of them, I think, now.
Speaking of Forrest Gump, how did you piss off and upset so many people at Tom Hanks on Facebook?
I'm going to tell you this right now. That was... Okay.
Got him.
That was the dumbest... And I'm going to try to be really nice here.
Tell them what you did.
Okay, so I was looking through, and it popped up Forrest Gump 2. I knew it was a spoof. I knew it was fake. It's not, you know, somebody made it or whatever. All they did is they took some clips from Forrest Gump, and they took an older movie from Tom Hanks and made it seem like clips, you know, made it seem like there was a part two coming out. And they, like, Photoshopped a bunch of stuff and yada, yada. It just made it hilarious. You know, Forrest Gump 2. What was it called? Nothing But Jenny or Jenny Forever is what it called. Or Forever Jenny. That's what it was. Yeah. Forrest Gump 2 Forever Jenny. And, it was really funny. You know, it was really funny. And I laughed my ass off. I'm like, I have to share this with all my friends. So I did. And then people were getting there like, oh, it's fake. I'm like, no shit. It's fake. Just look at it. You can tell it's fake. And then I can't remember who it was, but they started saying that, you know, they didn't. And then I started trolling like really bad because it was like, oh, I'm not. We're no more Tom Hanks for me. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. What did he do to you? I want to know. And I'm sure it's something he said that was liberal on TV or some bullshit, which I don't care about either. Nobody should really care about the opinions of movie stars. Political views, you know, nobody should give a shit about what they do. All they do is go on TV and act like somebody else.
They play make believe.
Yeah. So, I mean, they don't have an opinion, in my opinion. So, I mean, that is what it is. But, me and Jimmy don't talk about politics that much.
Mm-mm.
Now, I think that's the reason why we get along.
Boyle Snake does.
Every now and then. Oh, yeah, he sure does.
He gets fired up.
Yeah, he does. I could give less than two shits. I mean, I understand that we're supposed to keep up with everything, and it affects our lives and yada, yada, yada. But I really think that we don't really have a say-so in much anyway. So what's the point? I mean, they've been protesting shit for years, and nothing ever worked. So I just keep my fucking mouth shut and... Listen to everybody else, bitch. And laugh. Yeah. And the only thing, and pretty much what I'll do when it comes to politics is if somebody starts getting to a heated discussion about politics, I will make sure that I'm on the opposite side of that discussion, regardless of what my actual views are.
just to argue.
Like.
So here's a good point.
I love yelling Trump train when people are talking about... People hate Donald Trump. I don't even want to have a discussion. It's a Trump train, and then just walk away.
So here's how much Justin loves to argue. This was so great the other day. I knew exactly what you were doing, and when the smile came to your face, I thought this son of a bitch is really happy right now. My son has made it his personal mission in life to get me to like rap music, Carter.
Oh yeah.
And I can't stand rap music, especially the newer rap music.
Right.
The newer rap music, every drum sound is identical.
And it all sounds the same.
The only thing they change is like the tempo of it. And he tried showing us 8 to 10 different rap songs, and they're all the same, the drums. So I told Carter, I had this discussion with Carter. I said, Carter, you know I love classic rock, right?
Yep.
I said, imagine every band that I like that comes on the radio or I have on my iPhone, imagine if they all had the same exact drummer with the same drum set. It would suck. And Justin's like, you know what? You're right. So Justin grabs his phone and he's playing all these different rock songs. We'll listen to the first, 20 seconds?
Yeah, maybe.
We just till the drums kick in. And so we show Carter that there's like, you know, 20 different songs, 20 different drummers, 20 different drum sounds.
Yeah.
And then Carter's like, well, wait. And Justin's like, no. We were listening to 25 minutes of your stupid ass rap music.
We did. I think we listened to, it had to have been 20 songs. And I think only one did we go, well, that's a little different. One. Yeah. And the rest of them were like, that's the same. Click. That's the same. Yeah. Click. That's the same. Click.
And Justin was trying to explain to him. Carter even brought up a video on YouTube. This is how hardcore he was trying to convince us of this guy who makes rap drum tracks.
Yeah.
And he's got this app on his computer, this program. Yeah. It's like, I drag the snare drum down here, and then I drag my kick drums, and I drag all this. And he starts playing it, and it sounds identical
to all the other ones.
Somebody's getting it out on the road.
Yeah, and I looked at Carter. I said, every rapper's got the same app. All right, they're all using the same app. And he kept getting so pissed.
Yeah, it was funny.
Well, no, he never really got rattled. That was the weird thing. He's gonna be a really good politician one of these days, because he kept a straight face. He smiled the entire time, laughed at every joke, and just kept pushing forward. even though we pretty much told him, no matter what you do,
your music sucks,
and you're going to lose this conversation.
Yeah.
He just smiled and kept playing different songs. Boop, 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 boop. For the whole ride, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd cut him off every now and then on purpose.
No.
I just tried to get him riled up. I even went as far as in the middle of a song, just unplugging it out of his phone and then plugging it into my phone, just being a dick. That never rattled him. Never did. Just like his dad.
Just like me.
Yeah.
He doesn't show much emotion.
No.
Must be a niece thing.
Must be. Yeah. He's got a little bit of his mom in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a little bit of emotion in there.
Woo! Get you some of that.
That's pizza.
Was it the pizza?
Yep.
Yep. So, moving forward, the Wobbly Arrow should be more active.
Should be.
We hope.
Yeah, hopefully Sunday night I'll holler you again. We'll do another one.
Ooh,
twofer.
Excuse me, man, that pizza's barking.
Yeah,
bad.
Yeah, it's probably the cheese.
Yeah, so now that I'm officially a Hoosier, we can crank out more of these.
Yes, we can, and then get started on our studio.
That's right. We're gonna bring you guys before and after pictures. We'll do some videos along the way.
Oh yeah.
There's a shed on this property. I don't know how big the interior is. Plenty big.
It's all insulated and everything.
We're gonna turn it into the Wobbly Arrow podcast recording studio.
Sure are.
And it's gonna be pretty slick.
It is. We got some old barnwood lined up.
Yep.
And we're gonna line all the walls with it, put some old mounts and stuff in there, and got a big ass nice table we're gonna put in there.
Yep. It's already in there, actually.
Yeah. Well, we gotta mount it to the leg.
Courtesy of Yeely Edgeworks.
That's right.
Marshall, Illinois. Mm-hmm. If you need live edge countertops, live edge furniture, he's your man.
He's your man. Man with a plan.
That's right. He does good work.
Yep.
Really good work.
Sure does.
Yeah. Call him at home in the middle of the night to get the biggest discount.
Please. Yes. About 215, 230, somewhere around in there. It's very specific.
Yeah.
You can't do it like...
You only get the deal if you call between 2 and 3 a.m.
Yes, exactly. And don't worry. The actual number on the internet, that's his home phone. So.
Yeah. Just look up Google Yeely Edgeworks.
Yep. And then, so it'll go right there. He's always got his phone turned up.
Yep. He doesn't want to miss a sale. So
No. Call him up. Let him know. You know, tell him his refrigerator's running or something. Either way. Do whatever you got to do.
Oh, that's
preferably funny. If you're out of state, just call and say, "Oh, Wild Barrel said I could get a discount if I called right now." And then just hang up the phone.
Then just hang it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So
watch out, though. John's a big boy. He might just make sure he don't know where you live.
Yeah. So the new studio is going to be cool. Once we get into the new studio, we should start getting some more guests.
Yes. We're going to start getting some more guests.
Some really cool guests.
Yep. And if we get a guest before that, I'd say we do it downstairs.
Yeah, we can. We can do it in the basement.
We'll do a little.
We'll kick all the kids out. We're outside right now in the pavilion because.
What's the first time in a while that we've actually been able to just go do a podcast without being interrupted?
Honey dude.
Somebody opened the door.
Oh, yeah.
Duke knocking the table over.
I know.
Yeah.
We should have brought Duke out.
Should have brought him out here. Yeah. Just let him lay over here. Yeah, he'd probably like that.
Yeah, he would. He would for sure.
He ain't knocking this mother. Over. I don't know, he might. We're sitting on a picnic table.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know.
Outside in a pavilion.
I'm glad you guys. Yeah.
With bugs and stuff.
Because I'm sure you guys are totally worried about where we're at right now.
Yeah.
And what we're sitting on.
I'm sure they are.
Oh yeah.
I'm sitting on my ass.
Have you ever seen that fucking meme that says dishwasher starter?
No.
And it's a it's a string of butt plugs with a handle on it. Dishwasher pull starter. Yeah, that's what it was. Oh, I thought that was hilarious.
That came out of left field.
It did, yeah.
Oh, shit. Where did that come from?
We were talking about Yealy, and then that automatically brings back the podcast we did with him. And then like 10 minutes into it, we start talking about butt plugs. Yeah. I don't know why, but we did. Yeah. I don't know where it came from. I think it was stabilizers, wasn't it?
Yeah. Something he said that looks like a butt plug.
Looks like a butt plug.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Good stuff. We're going to keep hammering away. We'll bring you more content here in the near future.
Yeah.
More guests, more funny stories.
Yep.
I've got some snake stories.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, Snake kept me entertained this past week.
Did he really?
Yeah, I got a few.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
You want to give us a little?
And he
want to give us a taste?
He just keeps shaking his head every time I say, "Ooh, that's a good podcast story," and I start typing it into my phone. Oh, so much fun. So, until next time, guys.
Stay wobbly. Was that your pecker?
That was my pecker.
That was my pecker.